This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Another big day in Trump land. And when it's a big day in Trump land, it's a big day in Root land. Your conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. Isn't it funny as the Democrats freak out and call Trump every name in the book? The rest of the world is starting to love Trump. India loves Trump. I'm the only guy I know of in America that pointed out about 6 or 8 months ago that an entire football stadium, Houston Reliance Stadium, well, the Houston Texans of the NFL were on, were on the road for a week, was filled with 60,000 Indians, not as in, you know, Geronimo, Apache, American Indians. I'm talking about Indians from India, immigrants from India, the country of India, were filling that stadium and screaming Trump's name. Trump gave him a speech and the world went nuts. 60,000 Indians on their feet screaming, Trump, 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 Trump. And now he's in India. And the entire nation of India has come to a halt. Everybody loves Trump. India rolls out the MAGA red carpet, greeted by hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. Trump said there would be millions on the road between the airport and the stadium he's going to. Certainly hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And 125,000 in the stadium waiting for him. Amazing. And President Trump said wonderful things to them. He said, America loves India. America respects India. America will always be faithful, loyal friends to the Indian people. It's a crowd that NPR estimated at over 100,000 people in the newly opened Motera Cricket Stadium. He began with the Indian greeting of Namaste. From this day on, India will always hold a very special place in our hearts, Trump said, standing with India's Prime Minister, Modi. Trump called Modi a man I'm proud to call a true friend. He praised India as a successful democracy and natural friend of the United States. Nearly 1 in 4 Indian Americans trace their roots right here in Gujarat. Pew Research asked the Indian public if they have confidence in Trump doing the right thing regarding world affairs, and a 56% majority said yes. Trump described the nation of over 1 billion as a major growing economic power and said it would soon be home to the biggest middle class anywhere in the world. In previous statements previewing the 36-hour visit, Trump had touted that he expected to be greeted by 10 million people. In any case, Trump just filled the world's largest cricket stadium with over 100,000 people in India. Ivanka and his daughter Ivanka and his son-in-law Jared Kushner also accompanied the president. And up for discussion potentially includes an anticipated major trade deal between the United States and India. So great job by President Trump. I see the headline, India plays macho, macho man by the village people ahead of President Trump's rally at Motera Stadium, Ahmedabad, in front of 125,000. Macho, macho man. The more the Democrats freak out, the more the world tells you that this guy is beloved around the world. And in America, because of that stadium, 60,000 Indians, I just knew the tide had turned. He's not losing re-election. He's not losing immigrant votes. It depends which immigrant group you're talking about. But Trump's got the Indians. Clearly, Indians from India love Trump. And then the other big news today is breaking news, the White House to request emergency coronavirus funds. I mean, we're in big trouble. The only guy that's been talking about this is yours truly. And now everybody's going to be talking about it because this could destroy the world's economy. It's absolutely destroying Asia and destroying China. South Korea and Japan are on the ground as we speak, and I don't know if they're going to get up for the 10 count. But China's done. Now, I'm not saying forever, but I'm saying for the next foreseeable future, China will not recover from this. Almost every business in China is on the verge of bankruptcy. I just saw the study. I got to go find it. I'll get it for the next segment. But I think it's two-thirds of all Chinese businesses will be out of business in 2 or 3 months if nothing changes. They're out of money. The whole country is out of money because everyone's hiding in their home. Can you imagine if this ever came to America? Can you imagine if the streets of New York City were a ghost town? Can you imagine walking through Times Square and there's no one there but you? Can you imagine walking on Wall Street and there's no one there but you? Can you imagine walking by Universal Studios in Los Angeles and there's no one there but you? In Disneyland, no one there but you? My God, can you imagine what this could do to the American economy? Well, it's doing it to the Chinese economy. And the White House is going to request emergency coronavirus funds. This is not just affecting other countries, by the way. You can't say it's not going to affect us. First of all, you don't know what's coming here. But second of all, if China is down for the count, you know what that means? In America, no one's got supplies. Everything is made by the Chinese. I saw the other day, 90% of all pharmaceutical ingredients are from China. 90% of all the antibiotics are from China. I think it was 90% of all the antibiotics are from China, and 80% of all the ingredients in every drug are from China. And my buddy, who is a superstar salesman at a furniture store, one of the high-end furniture stores in America, told me today, they can't get furniture. Every bit of furniture is made in China, and all the factories are closed. So whatever was in the warehouse is being sold off, and there's not going to be anything behind it. So you could have no coronavirus in America, and you won't be able to buy a piece of furniture. There's nothing to buy. Okay, it's all made in China. The factories are closed. People aren't coming back to work. They're scared, or they're sick, or they're dying, or they're dead. This is bad. Even if it never hits in a big way here, this is bad. But you know what it does point out? And I was thinking this is going to be my commentary for Thursday. I don't know yet. I got to think about it. I write it tomorrow morning. It's due on Tuesday. But a couple of things come to mind when I think of this coronavirus threat. Number one lesson of coronavirus is this is why we need walls and secure borders. You can't let anybody into your country. People with disease. People are going to kill your people. We can't do it. And number two, we need private health care. This is why you need private health care, not government-run. Do you like what you're seeing in China? Do you think government-run health care works? The people of China are dying. They're dying. And some of them are being shot in the streets. Some are being half alive, still taking right to be burned, cremated. They're working overtime. They're bringing in portable cremators. Doctors are dying left and right. We need private health care like in America, where you pay a lot of money for drugs. You pay a lot of money for operations. So you get the best doctors in the world, best pharmacists in the world, best scientists in the world. If anyone's going to find a cure for this, it's us. It's not going to be the Chinese. Anything run by government is an incompetent failure. And the other lesson is communist socialist governments are just in general a failure who hide the facts out of embarrassment. It'll hurt their communist leadership and their control over the people, and they persecute and murder the whistleblowers. Do you know how many people in China have been trying to tell us? It's like 100 times worse than they're reporting. And then they disappear after they tell you that. They get the video out somehow. They sneak it out of China past the communist censors. And then someone visits them in the middle of the night and they're never seen again. They're either dead or they're being tortured right now. Or perhaps they're like breaking rocks in some prison camp with hard labor for the rest of their lives. You really want to live under a communist socialist government? And that's the government that Bernie Sanders wants. That's the lesson of coronavirus. And that's the healthcare system Bernie wants. And that's the open borders that Bernie wants. As one of my friends put it so eloquently today, Wayne, one of my friends is probably worth, I don't know, $100 million. He was a hedge fund guy. He's retired now. He's like 50 years old, never going to work the rest of his life, $100 million in the bank. And he just raises his two daughters. What a life. Hangs out at the beach. And he sent me a text today. He said, forget coronavirus. Bernie is much worse for America. Bernie will kill more Americans than coronavirus. See, smart people understand the danger. Never let me act. I mean, I'm the first guy and the only guy I know of in America that's taken this coronavirus seriously and said it could bring the world economy to a standstill and it's going to knock China out completely and their economy will collapse. And God knows what it's going to do to us and how many people will be sick. So I'm not making light of it. I'm the first guy that understood the severity of it. And yet the reality is, whatever happens in a worldwide pandemic, even if millions die around the world, even if 100,000 die in America, horrible, but livable, survivable. It's not survivable if Bernie takes over. Sorry. Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. It's not survivable. In the long run, socialism will kill far more than coronavirus. It'll make us all miserable and living in malaise, poverty-stricken, misery. Coronavirus might be 2 weeks of misery. Bernie could be the lifetime, the end of America. So that's the lessons of coronavirus. But Trump's preparing an emergency request funding from Congress in order to address coronavirus. We need some funding here to make sure that we protect all Americans, said White House spokesman Hogan Gidley, who's a regular guest on this show. So we don't know how much yet, but we'll see. But the Dow plunged 1,000 points on coronavirus fears. Worst plunge in 2 years. Down 1,031 points, 3.56%. Second largest economy in the world, completely shut down. Disaster. Can you imagine what this could do to Las Vegas? And of course, you know, I'm not a big stock player, but I remember thinking today, wow, the stocks I would sell sure would be Vegas casinos. And sure enough, I'm looking now. Shares of casino operators, Las Vegas Sands and Wynn Resorts dropped 5.2% each. MGM Resorts slid 5.4%, right? Because if people stop flying and people stop going to hotels and people stop eating out, Vegas Strip will be a ghost town like China. They could destroy this town. They could destroy this country's economy. Scary. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Yeah, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. So, it really is that bad. This coronavirus is that scary. I'll get to the next article in a second. When you hear it, you'll flip. Harvard professor says 40 to 70% of people worldwide will be infected with coronavirus. I just don't know. Is this the usual media hysteria in order to sell ratings and newspapers and magazines and internet advertisements? Or is this real? 40 to 70% worldwide will get it? And what does that really mean? Let's say it's the lower figure, 40%. Couldn't that mean almost nobody in America will get it? That 40% is China and India, where Trump is now. God, I don't even want Trump going to India. He's there, though. India will get it. You know, the whole Asia will get it. South Korea, Japan, Thailand, Vietnam, they're all goners. But America could get very little. America, Canada, Mexico, maybe we'll get very little. But again, this is all proof that the border has to be closed. How do you know that people coming over the border don't have coronavirus and they're infecting our country? Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland, American-made and proud. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I always say, if you want peace, prepare for war. The words of John Wick, but my understanding is also the words of George Washington. If you want peace, prepare for war. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790, now otherwise known as KBET. and the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. This show is available on podcast at iHeartRadio anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, every hour of every show, going back months and months and months, at this point maybe over a year. 24-7 on demand, the Wayne Allyn Root Show at iHeartRadio. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Thank you, Ed and Fred, for having faith in me. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. So 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money Trump needs for the wall. Go to RootWall.com and do your thing. RootWall.com, any donation of $100 or more, you get a beautiful brick, commemorative brick. Disclaimer required by FEC law, Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, RootWall.com. And we are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK numerically, 833-927-8255. Harvard professor says 40 to 70% of people worldwide will be infected with COVID-19, which is coronavirus. Harvard epidemiology professor Mark Lipschitz. That's his name. Mark Lipschitz says that the coronavirus will not be containable and 40 to 70% of the people worldwide will be infected. In an article entitled, "You're Likely to Get the Coronavirus," The Atlantic explains how it's particularly dangerous because it may cause no symptoms at all in many carriers of the infection. And that's why it will be not containable. He predicts within the coming year, 40 to 70% of people around the world will be infected with the virus. The professor clarifies that doesn't mean all the victims will become seriously ill. Many will have mild disease. Many will be asymptomatic, meaning no symptoms. But his very rough estimate was that 100 or 200 people in the U.S. were infected already, and that's all it would take to see the disease widely. As The Atlantic noted, even if Lipschitz's estimates were off by orders of magnitude, that wouldn't likely change the overall prognosis. 200 cases of a flu-like illness during flu season, when you're not testing for it, is very hard to detect. However, given the increasingly stringent measures being taken outside of China to stop the spread, including in Italy, where people are being prevented from leaving towns, one wonders how severe the panic will be if there is a massive global pandemic. 220 cases reported in Italy. Store shelves are beginning to empty. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization advisor says the coronavirus could be the widely feared Disease X that experts have been warning about for years. In other words, Disease X is the pandemic that we cannot stop. And an expert says Chinese scientists sell lab animals as meat on the black market. So they put all kinds of disease in a monkey, and then they sell the monkey when they're done with them on the black market. And somebody eats the monkey. And that's how this all begins. Wow. Thanks, China. Some great people over there.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020. The Dow ended the day down 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
the market said, you know what, we don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out and just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day. Like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Kobe Bryant is being remembered by one of the greatest NBA players of all time. A teary-eyed Michael Jordan spoke at his public memorial at the Staples Center.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver dollars. The Morgan Silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know the open of the show is about Trump in India as well as the coronavirus disaster that caused the stock market to be down 1,000 points today. We've got our guest with us, Megan Barth. Her website, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, how are you?
Hello, very good. Good to talk with you.
So the more liberals lose their minds with Trump derangement syndrome and try and tell me what a terrible guy Trump is. He's a Nazi, he's KKK, he's horrible, he's a racist. People around the world seem to be falling in love with Donald Trump. And we know that back six, seven, 8 months ago, there was that rally in Houston, Texas, with 60,000 American Indians screaming Trump's name, Trump, 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 USA. And I said then that the Indian community seems to love Trump. Now he's in India, and it appears the entire nation of India loves Donald Trump. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think, 110,000 people packed one of the world's largest stadiums. And I honestly think that if Trump came to some stadiums in this country, he would probably sell them out as well. We saw Las Vegas last week filled to the brim, and I'm sure he could fill even larger venues. But namaste with Trump. I think most of us namaste with Trump. And what the mainstream media just keeps telling us is how bad he is, yet his poll numbers reflect the exact opposite, specifically within communities of color. We see black, even Tim Scott, I think it was last week on Neil Cavuto, said Donald Trump should get at least 50% more of the black vote. I think he's probably going to double that. If he does double it, 16%, 15%, the Democrat Party is finished. And this is where many of the Democrat candidates, leading candidates, specifically Bernie Sanders, have a problem. I loved how the news came out of Las Vegas, the caucuses, screaming that people of color showed up in mass to vote for Bernie Sanders. When in fact, when you look at the turnout from 2016 to this past week, actually the people of color's percentages were down in 4 years. And when you look at the total number of people that voted in Las Vegas, I think it was just under 13,000, I think. And that was
really?
Something like that. Yeah, I have to double check. But it wasn't like hundreds of thousands of voters turned out. We're talking a very small amount of voters turned up to vote, many of them union members. And you can't say that all of a sudden people of color are behind Bernie Sanders when you're taking such a small sampling size.
Well, look, I'm on your side. I'm not debating with you. But I think there's two ways to look at it. And, of course, that's what the media does. They always take whichever side helps them, and they use it. But I'm just saying, here's the deal, Megan. Yes, the numbers may be small, but the electorate that came out voted overwhelmingly for Bernie. The minority electorate came out, voted overwhelmingly for Bernie. So now you're educating us, and you're telling me something I didn't know. I didn't know that electorate was much smaller than 4 years ago. That's news.
Yes. Yeah, down under 5%. It was a margin of less than 5%, but still a substantial margin, that it wasn't this blowout that keeps being reported in the local and mainstream media. I was not surprised that Bernie Sanders won Nevada after he backtracked on taking away the union workers' health care. They came out in support of him, and that's what's interesting, because Medicaid or Medicare for all is not really for all. Because, again, there's going to be carved-out exemptions for those who are favored by one political party and not the other. 130 million or so of us will lose our private health insurance, but the Culinary Union members won't lose their fancy health insurance. So it's really not Medicaid for all. It's Medicaid for a few that aren't politically protected, yet we are on the all of our purse strings will be attacked in order to afford this plan. If you looked at Bernie Sanders' interview with Anderson Cooper kept asking him, like, basically, how are you going to pay for it? And he has absolutely no idea.
Right, but the numbers were a blowout. See, this is where I would say the media is right. I'm never with the media, but the numbers were a blowout percentage-wise. I'm discussing, you may be
correct,
right, that the numbers are way down, but it was a blowout for Bernie Sanders in Nevada. The people who showed up voted for Bernie, the young people voted for Bernie, and the Latinos voted for Bernie. Those are facts, but the numbers, I want you to now study for me and come back and tell me, are the numbers dramatically down from 4 years ago? That's what I need to know.
Well, it depends on what you mean by dramatic, but they're still down from what they were 4 years ago. And yes, I don't disagree. You know, the numbers were Bernie Sanders had, what, a 20-point lead over Biden. So, yes, he did really well here.
22, but I think. Actually, 40 to 18,
right.
So I mean 22.
But what they're trying, right. So what they're trying to do is basically say every Latino and every black person came out for Bernie Sanders. That's simply not what the data shows.
Right. The ones who came out for Bernie, but a lot of them didn't come out. Got it. And that, by the way, that's what won Trump the election in 2016 by the slimmest of margins. Not electorally won by a lot, but the popular vote, you know, was obviously in Hillary's favor. But Trump did win, and the reason he won was because of just five or six key states in America. And each of those states, he won by a tiny, tiny amount. And it helped him a lot that black people may have voted overwhelmingly 92% for Hillary, but they didn't come out in the same numbers as they did for the two elections with Obama. So I think you're pointing out the exact same thing will be at play this year, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, there might be some communities like Las Vegas that have a high union population and a high immigrant population. They might turn out, but if they don't turn out like they did in prior years, like you just pointed out very wisely with the black vote in Obama, they didn't show up for Hillary. But they don't show up for Bernie. They don't show up for Mike Bloomberg. It's, again, going to be game over. I think it's going to end up going to a brokered convention because the last person that the DNC or the Democrats in power want is Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket.
Right, but what I keep saying to everybody, when they say to me he's going to go to a brokered convention, I say yes, because I think it's clear Bernie will be way ahead by the convention, but not by enough to clinch. Therefore, when he gets to the convention, the superdelegates can change everything. It'll be a brokered convention. But then they have this devil's choice. You're dead no matter what you do. If you stick with Bernie, Megan, then I think you go down to a landslide defeat and you lose the House. But if you try and yank it away from Bernie with the superdelegates, then you have rioting in the streets like the Chicago Convention of 68, and you have all the radical young people that voted for Bernie sitting on their hands in the general election, and you're going to go down to a landslide defeat. So I think they're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't.
Yeah, and I don't disagree, but you know what? This is what the Democrats have built. You know, this is the bed that they have made, and now they're going to be forced to lie in it. When you look at the Progressive Caucus, specifically within the Democrat Party, it was established in 1991. It was a breakaway from the Democrat base. It was basically the socialist caucus of the Democrat Party. When you welcome socialists and communists into your party, pretty sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with it. And now they're having to pay the piper.
All right, let's talk about some other big news stories. The Democratic establishment, well, it's kind of the same news story, the Democratic establishment in panic mode over Bernie Sanders likely being the nominee. So there's lots of headlines about that. And, of course, we can't talk about this without mentioning Chris Matthews comparing Bernie's victory in Nevada to the Nazis landing in France. If I had said that, and by the way, I think it's an okay thing to say. He's not saying that Bernie's necessarily Hitler. He's saying it's a giant development. And they're landing on the beach, and they're taking over the country, and it's the biggest news story. and it's a disaster for the country, and in this case, he's comparing it to a disaster for the Democrat Party. I don't know that Chris Matthews should resign. I don't know that he said something horrible. I'm sick of a society where every word a talk show says, everyone screams resign, so I'm going to stick with Chris Matthews in this one. I think it is a disaster for the Democrat Party. I think Chris is on the right track.
Well, why should he have to apologize for referring to, for making Hitler references when it comes to a candidate? We've been called Nazis now for the last 4 years. Donald Trump has been called Hitler by many within the powerful elite of the mainstream media or even the Democrat Party. So why are all of a sudden we're demanding apologies from a leftist who uses leftist language? You know, I kept saying even to the Never Trumpers back in 2015, why are you disparaging Trump supporters by, you know, referring to them as uneducated and all of these names, and they just kind of went along, and now they're basically obsolete. They don't have any power unless they're following around Kellyanne Conway's disrespectful husband. Again, you know, this is the double standard that the left has created for themselves, and again, they're just going to have to lie in it.
All right, we got more to talk about when we get back. Wayne on the Roots. I've got Megan Barth as our guest on the line. Our website, ReaganBabe.com. We'll be back in a sec. Wayne on the Roots, otherwise known as War. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron of
abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. It starts at $107 a month for a single. You hear what I said? $107 a month. That's it. Up to $449 a month for a family. You know, when I go out to a restaurant, I mean, there's no restaurant in Vegas anymore where you can't two or three, if I bring kids, could be four people, $100. It's $100 for one meal and it's gone forever, right? You put it in your mouth, tastes good for an hour, and then it's gone forever. This is $107 a month and you've got Liberty HealthShare on your side if you have health problems. Up to $449 a month for a family. Mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's my cost. And I'm loving it because I have four kids. This is the way healthcare should be. Last year I saved $18,000 with Liberty HealthShare versus what I had before, Aetna. And this year I will save another $18,000. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Anyone out there not need $36,000? An extra $36,000? I know I need it. For more information, call toll free 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. Toll free anywhere in the country, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. And let them know, or just say to them, thank you. Let them know you really appreciate the fact that they sponsor this show. We're now the Wayne Allyn Root Show. The reason you have conservative talk radio locally in Vegas and throughout the United States is because of sponsors like Liberty HealthShare. Let them know. Hey. All right, so we're back with Megan Barth. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. She's our guest in this first hour of the show. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So the topic I wanted to get into, there's actually a couple of them, because now I think the Bernie Sanders people should know what we feel like. You know, for 4 years now we've been hearing lies from the deep state and the U.S. intelligence propaganda administration, the PR arm of the Democrat Party, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all these three-letter organizations, DOJ. They've all lied and lied and lied and claimed that Russia was interfering with the 2020 election. Now they're claiming that Russia is interfering on behalf of Bernie Sanders. First it was Trump. Now they don't want Sanders to be the nominee. Now they're claiming Sanders but they're also U.S. intelligence officials refuting a claim that Russia is interfering in the elections to help Trump's re-election now. Every minute there's a new story, a new lie, new fake news that comes out of the CIA and the deep state, and now they're going after Trump again, and they're going after Bernie. So, you know, here's what I say to Bernie supporters. Welcome to our world.
Right, and if you were part of the media frenzy last week when the whatever alphabet agency, NSA or whoever it was, that came out and made those claims that Russia again was interfering in the 2020 election and on behalf of both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, when you read the fine print, a journalist named Catherine Herridge of CBS Now actually asked some questions. Amazing. A journalist is actually asking questions instead of just taking at face value what these alphabet agencies are telling them. And her simple question was, well, where is the evidence? And they don't have any.
They never did, obviously.
No evidence. And Jake Tapper, last night, early
who's a creep. Who's a creep.
Who's a total creep. Said, oh, well, I guess there's, in a tweet, well, I guess there's really no evidence to substantiate the claims made by the agency. Why did she ask them the question? Where's the evidence? That's what we've been asking, actually, for 4 years, and we spent $40 million and gave Robert Mueller carte blanche to find out if these allegations were true that were being levied against Trump and various officials in and around his campaign. And what did Robert Mueller come up with? Zero evidence. And so here we again, we have a rogue agency who's being cleaned out now by Rick Grenell that is making unsubstantiated claims in order to create fear in the American electorate. If the DNC was so concerned about Russian interference, what they would have done immediately was hand over their server, which was supposedly hacked by the Russians, to the FBI. They never did that. They turned their server over to some third party called CrowdStrike to do the forensic analysis on it. Well, geez, I thought the FBI was the premier intelligence agency in the world. Why wouldn't you hand over your hacked server to really find out what was going on? So this whole entire narrative of Russian collusion that we've been fed by Hillary Clinton and others, Hillary Clinton even referred to Tulsi Gabbard as a Russian asset, and I believe that Tulsi Gabbard has now sued Hillary Clinton for this defamation.
Yes, yes.
I'd have to, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So whoever is against, whoever is a threat to the DNC's power structure and their brokers will be attacked with the smear of being a Russian agent. And unfortunately, Wayne, there are some people stupid enough out there in this country to accept it and believe it to be fact.
All right, last topic of the day, and it wasn't on the sheet for you and I to talk about, but I'm sure you've heard of it. Phil Haney, are you aware of what happened to Phil Haney over the last few days? Yes?
Yes, and I don't know, and perhaps it came out and I missed it. Did he shoot himself or was he off?
Well, look, I'm guessing that no different than Jeffrey Epstein, there are very suspicious circumstances that lead me to believe it's possible he was murdered. The police are claiming it was suicide. So what? They claim suicide for Jeffrey Epstein, and everyone who's not an idiot, questions that ruling. An awful lot of us believe he was murdered, and I think the same thing with Phil Haney. Phil Haney's a guy that was a Homeland Security big shot and blew the whistle, was a whistleblower that said the Obama administration is filling Homeland Security with radicalized Muslims in key positions. And he gets found dead in California over the weekend on the side of a road next to his car with a bullet in his head. And they've ruled it suicide. And he was going to be married in 30 days. Do you think, Megan, someone's going to be married in 30 days? We only got about a 10-second response. But he's going to commit suicide? I don't think so.
That would be a hell no.
All right. Megan Barth, good answer. Understanding the context of music coming up, she gave me a great answer. We know she could have gone on for a while on that one. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.